Pastoral Care by St. Gregory the Great. Book 3, Chapter 20. How those who give away what is their own and those who seize what belongs to others are to be admonished. Differently to be admonished are those who already give compassionately from their own and those who still would fain seize even what belongs to others. For those who already give compassionately of their own are to be admonished not to lift themselves up in swelling thought above those to whom they impart earthly things, not to esteem themselves better than others because they see others to be supported by them. For the Lord of an earthly household, in distributing the ranks and ministries of his servants, appoints some to rule, but some to be ruled by others. Those he orders to supply to the rest what is necessary, these to take what they receive from others. And yet it is, for the most part, those that rule who offend, while those that are ruled remain in favor with the good man of the house. Those who are dispensers incur wrath. Those who subsist by the dispensation of others continue without offense. Those, then, who already give compassionately of the things which they possess, are to be admonished to acknowledge themselves to be placed by the heavenly Lord as dispensers of temporal supplies, and to impart the same all the more humbly from their understanding that the things which they dispense are not their own. And when they consider that they are appointed for the service of those to whom they impart what they have received, by no means let vainglory elate their minds, but let fear depress them. Whence also it is needful for them to take anxious thought, lest they distribute what has been committed to them unworthily, lest they bestow something on those on whom they ought to have spent nothing, or nothing on those to whom they ought to have spent something, or much on those on whom they ought to have given little, or little on those on whom they ought to have spent much, lest by precipitancy they scatter unprofitably what they give, lest by tardiness they mischievously torment petitioners, lest the thought of receiving a favor in return creep in, lest craving for transitory praise extinguish the light of giving, lest accompanying moroseness beset an offered gift, lest in case of a gift that has been well offered, the mind be exhilarated more than is fit, lest when they have fulfilled all aright, they give something to themselves, and so at once lose all after they have accomplished all. For that they may not attribute to themselves the virtue of their generosity, let them hear what is written. If any man administer, let him do it as of the ability which God administers. That they may not rejoice immoderately in benefits bestowed, let them hear what is written. When you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." That moroseness may not spoil generosity, let them hear what is written. God loves a cheerful giver. That they may not seek transitory praise for a gift bestowed, let them hear what is written. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That is, do not let the glory of the present life mix itself with the largesses of piety, nor let desire of favor know anything of the work of rectitude. That they may not require a return for benefits bestowed, let them hear what is written. When you make a dinner or a supper, do not call your friends, or your brethren, or your kinsmen, or your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you again, and a recompense be made to you. But when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, for they do not have, anything to recompense you with. That they may not supply too late what should be supplied at once, let them hear what is written. Do not say to your friend, "Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give," when you might give immediately. Lest, under pretense of generosity, they should scatter what they possess unprofitably, let them hear what is written. Let your alms sweat in your hand. Lest, when much is necessary, little be given, let them hear what is written. He that sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Lest, when they ought to give little, they give too much, and afterwards, enduring want badly themselves, break out into impatience, let them hear what is written. Not that other men be eased and you burdened, but by an equality, that your abundance may supply their want, and that their abundance may be a supply to your want. For when the soul of the giver does not know how to endure want, then, in withdrawing much from himself, he seeks out against himself occasion of impatience. For the mind should first be prepared for patience, and then either much or all be bestowed in bounty, lest the inroad of want being borne with but little equanimity, both the reward of previous bounty be lost, and subsequent murmuring bring ruin upon the soul. Lest they give nothing at all to those on whom they ought to bestow something, let them hear what is written. Give to every man who asks of you. Lest they should give something, however little, to those on whom they ought to bestow nothing at all, let them hear what is written. Give to the good man, and receive not a sinner. Do well to him that is lowly, and do not give to the ungodly. And again, set out your bread and wine on the burial of the just, but do not eat and drink of it with sinners. For he gives his bread and wine to sinners, who gives assistance to the wicked, because they are wicked. For which cause, also, some of the rich of this world nourish players with profuse bounties, while the poor of Christ are tormented with hunger. He, however, who gives his bread to one that is indigent, though he be a sinner, not because he is a sinner, but because he is a man, does not, in truth, nourish a sinner, but a poor righteous man, because what he loves in him is not his sin, but his nature. Those who already distribute compassionately what they possess are to be admonished also that they study to keep careful guard, lest when they redeem by alms the sins they have committed, they commit others which will still require redemption. Lest they suppose the righteousness of God to be for sale, thinking that if they take care to give money for their sins, they can sin with impunity. For the soul is more than food, and the body than raiment. He, therefore, who bestows food or raiment upon the poor, and yet is polluted by iniquity of soul or body, has offered the lesser thing to righteousness, and the greater thing to sin. For he has given his possessions to God, and himself to the devil. But on the other hand, those who still would fain seize what belongs to others are to be admonished to give anxious heed to what the Lord says when he comes to judgment. For he says, "I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me." And these he previously addresses, saying, "Depart from me, you cursed, into eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels." Lo, they are in no way told that they have committed robberies or any other acts of violence, and yet they are given over to the eternal fires of Gehenna. Hence, then, it is to be gathered with how great damnation those will be visited who take what is not their own, if those who have indiscreetly kept their own are smitten with so great a punishment. Let them consider in what guilt the seizing of goods must bind them, if not parting with them subjects to such a penalty. Let them consider what injustice inflicted must deserve, if kindness unbestowed is worthy of so great a chastisement. When they are intent on seizing what is not their own, let them hear what is written. Woe to him that increases that which is not his! How long does he heap up against himself thick clay? For indeed, for a covetous man to heap up against himself thick clay is to pile up earthly gains into a load of sin. When they desire to enlarge greatly the spaces of their habitation, let them hear what is written. Woe unto you that join house to house and lay field to field, even until there be no place left. What, will you dwell alone in the midst of the earth? As if to say plainly, how far do you stretch yourselves, you who cannot bear to have comrades in a common world? Those who are joined to you, you keep down, and ever find some against whom you may have power to stretch yourselves. When they are intent on increasing their money, let them hear what is written. The covetous man is not full of money, and he that loves riches will not reap the fruit thereof. For indeed, he would reap fruit of them were he minded, not loving them, to disperse them well. But whoever in his affection for them retains them shall surely leave them behind him here without fruit. When they burn to be full at once with all manner of wealth, let them hear what is written. He who makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. For certainly he who goes about to increase his wealth is negligent in avoiding sin, and being caught after the manner of birds, while looking greedily at the bait of earthly things, he is not aware in what a noose of sin he is being strangled. When they desire any gains of the present world, and are ignorant of the losses they will suffer in the world to come, let them hear what is written. An inheritance to which haste is made in the beginning, in the final end, shall lack blessing. For indeed, we derive our beginning from this life, that we may come in the end to the lot of blessing. They, therefore, who make haste to an inheritance in the beginning, cut off from themselves the lot of blessing in the end. Since while they crave to be increased in goods here, through the iniquity of avarice, they become disinherited there, of their eternal patrimony. When they either solicit very much, or succeed in obtaining all that they have solicited, let them hear what is written. What does a man profit if he should gain the whole world but lose his own soul? As if the truth said plainly, how does a man profit, though he gather together all that is outside himself, if this very thing only, which is himself, he damns? But for the most part, the covetousness of spoilers is the sooner corrected, if it be shown by the words of such as admonish them, how fleeting is the present life. If mention be made of those who have long endeavored to grow rich in the world, and yet have been unable to remain long among their acquired riches, from whom hasty death has taken away suddenly and all at once whatever, neither all at once nor suddenly, they have gathered together, who have not only left here what they had seized, but have carried with them to the judgment an arraignment for seizure. Let them therefore be told of examples of such as these, whom they would, doubtless, even themselves in words condemn, so that when after their words they come back to their own heart, they may blush to imitate those whom they judge. End of chapter 20.